You know, it's interesting here that the question that I had lined up was, why is it proper for these teachings to come out now and to anyone who seeks them, even settlers or the descendants of settlers? And I still want that to come out, that question, but with a slight twist. What happens if you don't teach that? What happens to you and people who have the knowledge now that the teachings are supposed to come out?
We'll get fat heads. Our heads will get fat, just like a lot of the people that are in politics. You know, they don't give the wisdom. They don't give the knowledge so that they can get wisdom, I should say. They like to keep everything. You ever been hired for a job and somebody won't teach you everything about the job because they want to keep it for themselves, and they only show you a little bit of it, and they say, oh, you don't know all this, so you can't be promoted. Well, you could learn the whole idea of the job and be the president of that place if they allowed you to be. But they're always, this is a cutthroat thing inside the United States that I found. They don't want you to know everything. They only want you to know that little part.
They want to control.
Yes.
What happens to them? That turns into cancer, doesn't it?
That's been happening all the time, yes. It's been amazing. People don't look at a person for who they are anymore. They look at what it is can you do, and they think that that's who they are. What you can do is who you are. This is not true and everything. You know, you do a job. That's a job. That's not who you are. But the United States have turned it into that's who you are. You're a painter. You're a plumber. You're a trash collector. You're this or that. But that's not who you are. You have to remember who you are. You cannot get into this game so much. This is what happened. The cancer has set in, and everybody thinks, this is who I am, and so I want you to be like this. No, you're a spiritual, beautiful being on this planet.
A spiritual being having a human experience.
Yes, exactly. That's it. You got it.
Yeah. It's not original. I've heard that probably on this show before.
Yes. Yeah. But it's true. It's true. How many times have we heard the same thing, and how many times have we not listened to what we've heard?
Not knowing kills the youth. Knowing and not remembering kills the elder. That's an Igbo proverb.
Ah.
That my friend Eze taught me.
Oh, that's so good.
Of all people. That's right.
It's really good. It's really good. You know, people always look how to stay young. How to stay young. They always look. That's the one of the things that I've noticed. You're young if you just keep on moving.
Has nothing to do with skin cream?
No, that's a luscious extra.
We're talking with Beaver Chief, a spiritual leader who brings out the traditional teachings of the Northwest Coast Native American Salish people. I'm Paul Nelson. We talked about the teachings of the Coast Salish people, but you've learned from people of other traditions, including Archbishop Thomas Gill of the Catholic Church and one of the founders of the Krishna Consciousness Movement in America. Tell us about how those experiences have shaped the person you are today.
They've shaped me very well. I like wearing robes.
So that was not from your tradition.
Well, no, it was. There was we had different robes that we wore, tunics and our button blankets and things like this. But a lot of people don't understand what it is to wear a robe or what it is to wear these things, ceremonial clothing, that it captures the energy from the earth and brings it into your body up inside the robe. A lot of other things too, bugs and all these things too. But that's part of the planet also. A bee, I remember one summer, one bee stung me. Boy, got in there real good and run up the robe and couldn't get it out. I had to lift the robe up. That was a sight. But anyway, I just give thanks. And they've taught me how to laugh too. Taught me how to laugh. I mean, I already knew how to laugh, but how to laugh inside their religion and their way of life. I learned how to laugh also, and that why stop and ask a question to somebody other than the leader. And so I go directly to the leaders of all the religions and talk with them and laugh with them. And it's really nice, and I learned so many more things, because not only in their tone of voice or their sight of what they're wearing, it's inside of their whole essence It comes out. If you can sit with any sacred person at any time, and everybody is sacred, but there's some that are really evolved, and they look very strange to other beings, because being an enlightened being on this time looks very strange, and they like to laugh, they like to eat, they like all kind of things, a little casino gambling, they like a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't turn into a Jones for them.
No. It's just something. It's just something else. It's like this or like that, as our friend Snoop Dogg would say.
Oh, my God. From Krishna consciousness to Snoop Doggy Dog, all in one package. Beaver Chief, thank you very much. You know, when you take the circle and you combine that with a full moon, you have a very powerful thing. And we're planning on doing that here at the Spoken Word Lab in 2000, starting in March. Is that what you told me?
Yes, I'd like to.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to do that. Tell us about the combination of that powerful circle and the full moon.
A lot of our people in the Northwest, our people being the Native people here, the spiritual ones, do not do open gatherings on the full moon because the full moon has so many energies coming through. But that's what I like. I like the rock and roll. I do. It's rock and roll on the waves of the energy. And sometimes you can get, what do they call, possessed by all the energies of the full moon. But I ride with it, and so I enjoy it in bringing out all the teachings of that moon. The grandmother moon is one of the most powerful energies, and it's a reflection of the light of the sun. It's true, but there's an energy, a special energy of a blue energy that comes over the body, mind, and soul, and it's just powerful to have a drumming circle on that day.
Can you give us an example of something happened one time at a circle during a full moon that you can relate without using names, obviously? Is there any incident that comes to mind?
You mean like?
Something that happened to a person that was just amazing. It was magic, transcendental, something like that, on one of the circles during the full moon.
Well, a man came to our circle. He wanted to come. He was an African man. Still is an African man.
That's good. You don't want him to be an African dog after it's all over.
Oh. But he came there, and I'll say his name because he doesn't mind. His name was Mbili Tiso Daget, and he came with his big drum, and he's from Kenya, and he came. He's about 6'4" or so, and he came and he sang a song, and I ran into his girlfriend, a friend of his, actually, in the university district before that. And that's how we got together. But he came in, and he had all his big djembe and his grigri. That's what they call their medicine things on there. And he was just powerful, and he sang. And it was like going all the way back into the ancient Africa. And he pulled the voice back out, and it was so beautiful. And we became dear, dear friends, and he came to me and he told me that he knew that I was, now he said this, he's a very powerful man. And he came to me and he said, I know that you were my father in another life. And I looked at him and I said, son, come here. Because that's the way I am. If somebody else seen it, okay, so be it. You come here, you know, and I'll hug them. And we hugged, and I gave him a gift I gave him a gift of a hematite necklace that was just raw tumbled stones tied in double knots all the way around. And I gave it to him. I said, I forgot to give this to you when you were my son. Wow. Here, now you can have it.
And then you spanked him and told him to take out the garbage, right? All right, maybe not. There's a full moon song on the record, too. Does it need any explanation?
Not at all. If you're so inclined to sing this song with the full moon, you'll understand it. Listen to this song with the full moon. You'll understand.
This is a song from Red Cedar Medicine, Circle Songs by Beaver Chief.
Oh.
remember this song. Absolutely. I've heard that at a couple of different circles. This is simply entitled The Full Moon Song, or just Full Moon Song. Red Cedar Medicine Circle Songs by Beaver Chief. Available in different stores in the Puget Sound region, Borders, Books and Music, and more information by calling 206-782-5781 or on the website inpeoria.org. That's inpeoria.org. And just click on the Beaver Chief pages. You know, as we listen to this song, I'm reminded of the Western scientists who are beginning to realize and recognize and prove with the empirical scientific Western thought that song does actually, it actually heals people. Now, your people have known this for many, many years. What other things do you know to be true that will likely be proven by Western science here in the near future?
Well.
That's a big one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. Hey,
well, you can give us a couple of nuggets if
that
you want.
That there's something in with all these savage Native American Indians that they call us, are saying and how we live. There's something in that, living in harmony with your universe, your surroundings, enjoying the life, taking time to laugh, to cry, to get angry, to kick a stone, and then to bandage your foot. But all of these things, they'll find that this is the way. They're starting to find out all these things that we've spoken about. Take care of the planet. Teach your children to be respectful. All these little things will be proven that this is the truth, and that we can talk to the spirit realm, and that we do know about the dead, and that we do know some things, but we'll never tell you if you ask us point blank.
The Mayan people believe that the end of the Mayan calendar is winter solstice 2012. That's the end of time. Do you see these changes that you've been talking about really happening between now and 2012?
Yes, just think, if you never have no more time, then you're going to be living.
I'd wish I could get rid of my watch right now, you know? The end of linear time. Mm-hmm. We're out of linear time now, so boy, after 2012, you can be on the show for weeks.
All right. Then we'll really be doing an interview.
That's right. We'll get really down to some stuff, but then by then we'll hopefully all know all this. Yeah. But thank you for reminding us.
You're very welcome.
And it's a pleasure to have you on the air always.
Gotcha.
Beaver Chief has been our guest. His new CD is Red Cedar Medicine Circle Songs by Beaver Chief. Available at Samadhi Yoga in Seattle and other places. You can find out on the World Wide Web, inpeoria.org. That's inpeoria.org. Click on the Beaver Chief pages. Or call his 24-hour hotline, 206-782-5781. Meantime, we'll leave you with one called The Dreamer Song. Oh,
Dreamer Song. There's over 200 Dreamer Songs in our area. This is one of our Dreamer Songs that I've been given permission to share on this CD. I just give thanks in this time. Dreams are like flowers. There's always room for another flower, another dream. So when you realize your dream, make sure to add it in a good way and never destroy another person's dream, but to give thanks for your own in this time of great earth change. I give thanks in this way by sharing this song. All the songs that are on this CD are very, very sacred to our people in the Northwest Coast, and I give thanks to all of you.
Fred Beaver Chief Jameson died of an aortic aneurysm on Friday, June 8, 2001. This program was originally broadcast in December of 1999 and has been rebroadcast in his memory.